Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fifth Father Podcast. Man, I've tried recording this a number of times, and for some reason, it just hasn't. Well, A, it hasn't let me upload it when it actually does save, but the episodes aren't even saving, so I really hope this one works because I've tried recording this multiple times and it's frustrating. But today I want to talk to you about the people that are in your circle, the bumps in the road, maybe even having to cut some people out of your life that are only getting in the way of you making progress. The reason why I want to talk to you about this today is because I have so many conversations with parents about parents who are willing to make this change in their life, to make themselves happier, to make themselves healthier, to make themselves more successful in life. And they have a hard time committing, or maybe they don't even commit at all because they are in fear that of the support system that they have in at home not being there. They fear that their loved ones are going to not support their decision, that they'll do the opposite. And it's so important to identify these people in your life, because it might not be your husband, it might not be your wife, it might be your brother, it might be your sister, it might be your mom, it might be your dad, it might be your best friend. I guarantee you, when you're trying to make an improvement in your life, a massive improvement in your life, that there will be at least one person that is not going to be in support of you making this decision. And it's not because they don't care about you, even though it may feel that way. But it's because of their own insecurities. It's because of their own unhappiness with their life and the decisions they've made in their life. It's because they don't feel like they have any real purpose. They have no passion. They just kind of live. And that's it. Day to day, buying shit to try to make themselves happy, or consuming things in order to make themselves happy in that moment. And those are the type of people that you may or may not be able to remove from your life. And that's not a decision that I'm going to tell you to make. But what I can tell you is that by them being in your life, only making things harder, you're going to have to grow a thicker skin. You're going to have to realize that the decision you're making to improve your life in order to make yourself happier and healthier and give yourself an opportunity to make yourself more successful in life for you and to lead by example for your children. If you have children, you're listening to this episode. You're gonna need to identify those people so that you know exactly what is happening when they are trying to drag you down. And you can sort of put up the blockers and not acknowledge what it is they're doing. It's hard, especially if it's someone that you're a relationship that, you're around on a daily basis. It's hard to remove yourself emotionally from what's happening. But if you can understand the fact that how they're treating you has nothing to do with your decision to make yourself better as a person overall, that has nothing to do with that decision. It has nothing to do with you, I should say. As a person, it's everything to do with them. If you can remind yourself of that, then you'll be able to remove yourself from that, from what is happening, that of the events of them trying to drag you down. You can remove yourself from that emotionally. You can put those blockers up. And that's so necessary because it doesn't matter if you're out, if you're trying to eat healthier, doesn't matter if you're trying to get a workout in on a regular basis. you're going to have, or you're just trying to make things happen for you. You know, you're going to have people who are going to try to convince you that that's not the right thing. Oh, what are you talking about? That's not, what do you need to work out for? I'm healthy. What do you need to eat healthy for? This stuff tastes way better. Why are you trying to go make something yourself? That's ridiculous. You know, it's unfortunate, but it happens all the time. And you just got to be willing to just kind of, you know, slow down and try to, you know, make it through those rough patches without feeling like this is personal, that they don't want you to succeed because they don't like you or they don't care about you or they don't love you. That's not it. It's their own unhappiness. So remove yourself from that, because that has nothing to do with you. If you want to eat healthy because you know that's what's necessary for you to live a healthier life, do that. You know what's right. If you need to work out because you know that's what you need to do to have your outlet to let all the stresses of the day just kind of, you know, disappear, do that. If that's what's going to allow you to be a better, healthier person, a better parent, a better spouse, then do that. And if they want to chastise you, they want to give you shit for actually taking action and improving you, then that's on them. That's their problem. That's them projecting their own insecurities and unhappiness on you. And it's not fair, but that's just what happens. Look to surround yourself with more of the opposite. Look to surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up. People who are going to encourage you and influence you to always try to make the best choice. People who are behind you 100%. People who are willing to go out of their way to help you. Surround yourself with those people. And then the people that don't have your back, the ones who are not willing to help you, the ones who are trying to bring you down to their level, people who want you to have the same shitty life as them, they will start to matter less and less. And like I said, that might be a really hard thing to acknowledge, because this could be someone who, like I said, this could be your spouse, it could be a friend, it could be another family member. But it's necessary to acknowledge that and not ignore it, because it's going to always be there if it's someone who's close to you. They're always going to be there. And you, if you let it affect you, you will not succeed, because you'll be looking to please them and not you. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now. And I hope that all made sense. Again, I have these conversations with people, and hey, I mean, this is something that I've dealt with in my life, and it's important to recognize these relationships for what they are and to understand that it has nothing to do with you and has everything to do with them. So let's hope this one actually saves, and I'm able to upload this. But we're at the 9.5 minute mark, and I just want to say thank you guys for listening. You can find me on Instagram at J.A. Jungmann, J-U-N-G-M-A-N-N. Find me on Facebook at Joe Jungmann. Picture of my daughter and I on there. You can join my Facebook group, A Fit Family Get Up and Move. That is a group I just started that is focused on helping parents who maybe are not ready for the gym, ones who maybe don't have the support that they wish they did have, ones who just need a little extra guidance just to get the ball rolling and gain some momentum. I'm hoping that community really takes off, because I know there's a lot of parents out there who just feel like they're the only ones who are intimidated by the gym. So you can find that again on Facebook. It is called A Fit Family Get Up and Move. If you know somebody who might actually really enjoy being a part of that group, where they can learn about nutrition and lifestyle changes to help them, like I said, gain momentum, then please refer them to that, or you can just send me a direct message. All right, guys, that is it. So enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you next week.